Partner checking.
Hi, is Ronan?
I'm asking who's calling.
It's Ruben at the Bank of Cardiff.
Hold on, please.
Unloads a truck for a fee.
Hello, it's Ron.
Hey, Ron, it's Ruben at Cardiff. How are you doing?
Good, better yourself?
Very, very busy, to be blunt.
Yeah.
I've got these terms for you. I'm sending you this email, but I want to make sure I've got your right email.
I think we're going to hold off on this right now, Ruben, to be honest with you. It's just going to be, I think it's going to be more than we can handle right now on the daily and weekly payments and stuff like that. So,
well, let me at least shoot.
Hold off.
Huh? I can at least show you your approval terms so you have them. Is your email the ron@faulknertrucking.com?
Yeah.
Let me read that back to you. It's faulknertrucking.com.
faulkner.
That's what I have.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you want to give me some feedback, what were you trying to accomplish? What were you looking for? This is the largest approval, but I can explore other options if you have some goal in mind.
I think our F is going to, you know, our thing is going to be right now, it's going to be the short term. Until this trucking turns around, Ruben, I went over the figures after I got in talking to you last night a little bit, and then this morning, and that short term, and I understand all your criteria. I understand it's collateral free, blah blah blah. I understand all that stuff and appreciate it, but the interest rate's going to be too high, and then trying to pay it back or short term, I think it's going to really hurt us, to be honest with you.
Okay,
But if you want to send me that stuff and I can go over it, I can look at it and see what
can you just see if you got my email?
You just send it?
Yeah, I did. I don't expect a customer that's never seen this product before to just say, okay, great, unless they have a need, but I can share some data with you. If you want to fund less, we're completely open to that.
Uh-huh.
I think a lot of customers have the same concerns that you have, which is... you know, I want something long-term, I want something cheaper, that's pretty much what I expect. What term length and rate were you looking to accomplish would make sense for you on this transaction?
Well, it's like I told you when we started this, it's important what we're going to need, and we really don't need what we really don't know for sure quite what we're going to need just yet.
Okay.
And I think I kind of talked to you guys about that when we started this deal. I mean, the $250,000 sounds good. I'd love to have it in the bank, but I'm the kind of guy, I'm not going to step out and do something. I know that I'm not going to be able to cover in a short term like that. I wouldn't be able to sleep at night.
Fair enough.
Because I'm going to wind up, it's going to wind up screwing both of us, I'm afraid, my friend.
Okay. Let me give you.
No more than I do.
Yeah, I can also give you, let's make sure you got the email. Did you receive my email?
Yes, sir. I'm looking at it right now, buddy.
Perfect. So the other thing that I can offer you is this. There's two other programs that are available in the marketplace for you. If you want to do $100,000, something that's, in my opinion, much, much shorter, I can give you a $100,000 loan. The rate on that's going to be a little cheaper. You're probably looking at probably like a year term and a slightly cheaper cost of capital. You know, what would you say? Well, it's not going to be a massive savings, but to give you a comparison, if we did $100,000, say, just to give you a comparison, if you did $100,000 over the same nine-month period, you know, I've quoted you at 24 cents on the dollar with a 2.5% fee, that's your approval, you'd probably look at $100,000 with probably about 2% cheaper and also no fees because there's less risk. The other thing that I would focus on is this. You know, there are some customers that, you know, this program just doesn't work and they just kind of want to ride it out, which is fine. If you want, we can always take a look at collateral and lend against that. That's pretty messy where we're lending against a piece of collateral, but we're willing to look at it. But all I'd encourage you to do is this. You've got those numbers from me. It's a real loan approval. I guess the question I'd ask you is, you said you don't know what you really need. When are you going to be in the position where you will know what you need?
Be honest with you, it's going to be a few weeks.
Oh, so you're well. What is the news you're waiting for?
Well, we're just waiting. We're calculating what we're going to be able to do to put money back right now. Another thing is going to be see if our revenue comes up. we had the month of June, the worst revenue we've had in years.
Okay.
For the reason being, you know, the truck freight's soft. We can't find anybody who wants to work like everybody else. And it's really, in fact, I battle it every day here with my safety guy, my safety / human resources guy. I just don't know just yet. And I may sound stupid to you, but.
It's not stupid.
Because I don't want to put myself out there. I never have been that way. I don't want to put myself out there for something I can't do. And I hate to say, yeah, Ruben, I need $150,000 and then only need $50,000 or $100,000. This is kind of what I'm getting at here.
Yeah, and that's fine.
I don't quite just yet know what we're going to need for sure to get us over this little hump.
Here's the only thing I'd share with you, and I'm not here to beat you up because it's definitely your business, and it's not.
I won't let you beat me up, but I'll listen to your expertise on it. What I'll do.
Yeah, that's. I've been, like I said, I've been with our firm for 9 years, and I do have a. I actually do understand how these programs work. Right now, your business is going. You know, you just be straight with someone. Your business is going through a really nasty time. Your industry is going through a really nasty time, and it really doesn't matter if you're a 3-year-old business or a 30-year-old business. Mm-hmm. Your business is challenged. And what do you have going for you? Well, you've been in business a while, and you have good personal credit. You pay your bills. What do you have going against you? You have an industry that's in turmoil. You also have a lot of volatility, and if you kind of, and I understand what's going on. The reason, you know, you like our rep that called you, but the other reason you talked to him is because you want to see what loans are available because you need some money, some liquidity. And if you look at the month of, say, April, or sorry, the month of May, things got very, can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
Things got very tight. You guys started overdrafting on your bank account because how tight the money is. I see, and I'm sure you look at your bank account every week or every day to make sure that you're not overdrafting, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And what are you doing? What are you doing right now? Right now, you're selling invoices to a company you really, as you told me, you really don't like working with because there's someone new there every day, and that's kind of, you know, it's kind of a necessary evil, I guess, is the way I describe it based on what you told me. The one thing that I would share with you is kind of sleeping at night. Every business owner I work with, they're always extremely busy. When I was on the sales side, I felt like I ran my own business in a sense, and that's how I felt at least. And I think in terms of sleeping at night, this is the way I'd answer it. There is a value to getting liquidity simply because it allows business owners to focus on running their business. There are a lot of business owners who I've dealt with who are constantly chasing a loan, but they are so wrapped up in finances that they, at a point, you know, I just got off the phone with a gentleman who, it's outrageous. He's applied for 10 loans. He keeps on going back and forth. And I was like, John, just stop it. You're not running your business at this point. You're spending all your time and resources when you should just get the funding you need and run your business. And that's what I'd share with you. There is a side point. Instead of you having to always watch the bank account and always find an invoice and spending all that time, it might be worth your while to get some liquidity, whether it's 50 or 100 or 250. I truly believe that this program is the best because of the interest forgiveness and that it's giving you enough capital. I think if you borrow 50 from us, I've seen enough times that you're going to come back to us within 3 weeks and say, I need more money. That's just from my experience.
I'm sitting here looking at these reference loan amortization schedules. So mm-hmm. This payment on the $250,000 one is $7,948.72.
So are you looking at 9 or 6 months?
I'm looking at 9 months right now.
All right. So if you looked at the payback, so it's what we do is just double check. We take your $250,000 and your payback should be 3/10, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So. Yeah, so we're going to divide that by 39 weeks, because there's 39 weeks and 9 months, and there's $7,948.71, 0.795. So that's where we're at. We're at exactly the same terms. And you can do daily or weekly payments.
The amount you have on here is weekly, though, right?
Yeah, correct. I just provided an amortization schedule for weekly. I can do weekly or daily and then give you an amortization schedule for daily. The whole point of this is, so let me just show you, are you on that 19-month term? That 9-month term, I'm sorry, is that piece of paper still open in your computer?
It is now, yeah.
So, let's say on week 20. So, when can you renew? Well, you can renew on the 20th week because 50% of 39 is 19 and a half weeks. So after the 19th week, you're at 20 weeks, you can renew. So what's really important here is column two is your beginning interest, okay? That's 17,269. And the numbers would make sense because that plus the 141 gets you to the previous line item of 158, which is the ending balance. So your ending balance equals X of interest and X of principal, okay? So does that make sense? Adding the 141 and the 17 gets you to that 158.
Yeah, that's 151,000.
No, 158. So you see that 141 and that 17,000, that gets you to the ending balance of the previous week.
Okay, that's on the 19th week.
Yeah, exactly. Because I'm sorry. No, yeah, it's the ending balance after the 19th week. That's
okay.
How it is.
20th, so that amount for 151 would be after the 20th payment.
Correct. So the question is, and this is where I view our loan. Because look, I can sell you, just so you know. I'm not going to sell it to you, but I can come to you and I can say, hey, Ron, I'm going to give you a 20. If I came to you and say, hey, Ron, I'm going to give you a $250,000 loan, and you're going to pay 15% over 9 months, you'd probably jump all over it, correct? Or you'd be highly considerate. Correct.
Well, how long would you stretch it out for?
Well, let's say it's 9 months. If I said, hey, here's a 15% loan, so you're going to pay back 15 cents on the dollar over 250, which is 37,500, you'd probably say, hey, Ruben, send me the documents. And I'm not trying to be trite because I know that's a very attractive offer for a lot of money. But what we're doing here is we're giving you a renewal program means as long as you're in good standing and you renew the loan and you use part of that loan to pay off your existing note, we forgive all the interest. So if you look at that column at week 20 and you say, hey, Ruben, I want more money, well, how much interest is left? $17,000. We're going to waive all that interest. So if you do, you're mentioning borrowing more money, and I appreciate your honesty. A lot of customers try to play games and they say, hey, I won't borrow more money, and because they're trying not to have their file compromised and they're trying to get, you know, the money as quickly as possible and not cause waves. But what we're putting in writing here is, hey, if you renew and you're on the hook for $17,000 of interest, we're not going to roll that over. We're going to waive all that remaining interest, which is a very it's a very nice term and condition to give to a customer who's borrowing funds. I just want to make sure that column represents your remaining interest, which is waived in case of a renewal.
Let me look at this. Like I said, it's just I don't want to put myself in a position I can't get myself out of, Ruben.
Absolutely. And by the way, we don't either.
That's what's on my mind right now, buddy. I mean, I'm not like most people. I don't jump at offers. You know, I mean, and I see it every. I know what you're talking about. You guys see it every day, but I'm not that kind of guy. And if I want to do business with somebody, I want to have that working relationship like that. But I just don't know if we can afford this right now with the way it is.
Absolutely. So the only feedback I'll give you, because you asked me for my expertise, is this. A, you can afford it, because we're not going to give people cash. At the end of the day, if you don't pay and turn off your phone, we're back to square one. Lawyers cost money, and it's just a loss. It's a wash. So number one, we've already cash flowed the transaction. The reason why I feel you can afford this is it's not over 10% of your revenues. That's when things get scary. You're looking at a much smaller percentage of your revenues. B, the company has we're looking at the cash flow, the money in, the money out. And the way that we actually cash flow this loan, to kind of give you our secret sauce, is we assume we put the money in your account and you do nothing with it. It just pays for itself. And based on the numbers, we go up to 250, and that's where we feel there's a comfort zone. The only thing I could give you, and I could give you some feedback, your loan is valid till the end of the month, by the way, is this. There are a lot of business owners we work with that say, hey, look, I'm only going to ask for money at the very last minute when I absolutely know I need it. Your situation might be that you ask for money when you're 85% sure you need it, because sometimes having that money, instead of waiting until there's overdrafts, waiting until there's negative days, waiting until there's NSFs, you know, you might get a much smaller offer. And I know you've got probably a million people trying to give you your advice and their advice, but at the end of the day, it's your signature, it's your company, it's your money, and it's our loan. So the feedback I'd give you is, I tell customers, hey, look, sometimes it is better to fund when you have the approval in hand, then wait till the very end and scramble. That's just my feedback.
Okay, let me go over this and look at it, and then maybe you get a chance. Give me give me some kind of figures on a lower amount, will you, Ruben, if you have time? I know you're busy.
What amount would you like me to give you?
Well, I don't know. Let's look at 100. I mean, I don't know. I'm scared to death right now because I don't think I can make the weekly payments. I'm not going to put myself in that position.
Okay.
That's what's screwing me right now.
I can give you. I have another program approved for 100. It is at a cheaper cost. But what I would like you to do is this. I don't want to like you said. You're not going to be talked into anything. Don't make an emotional decision. I would run your numbers and see, hey, like, what's going to really help me here? What's going to give me some breathing room? Because what I don't want to do is I don't want to give you $100,000 if you really need $250,000. Because here's the difference. I can tell you this. If you save 2-3% on a 100 grand loan, that 3 grand in savings not going to do anything for your business. When you talk about $100,000, this is I was talking to your Tyler about your file. You do $500,000 a month. How many days are you open during the week? Is it all 7 or is it 5 days a week?
That's usually 7 days a week.
All right. So just kind of rough numbers, just to kind of give you an idea of my hesitancy on $100,000, is, and since this is a business loan, you're doing about 500 grand a month. You're doing about 17,000. That equals, and not every day is the same, but each day is about $17,000 of revenue for you. That means that if we give you $100,000, that's less than one full week of revenue. From my experience, giving you $100,000, giving you a week of revenue, I don't feel it makes enough of an impact on your business to actually let you, quote unquote, sleep at night. I believe it's a very Band-Aid-based solution. We'll give it to you because we have to. We're not here to judge you. We're not here to give you a loan of it's 250. If you want 20, we'll give it to you. I know you're talking to your rep about 30, but just take it from a source and someone that's been doing this quite a long time. I do not truly believe that $100,000 would make a substantial enough impact on your business to help you out. So I would like you to think about it before I quote you those numbers, and that's really important.
Okay, let me give it some thought, Ruben, buddy. Okay, pal?
All right, I'll talk to you tomorrow, okay?
Thank you, pal.
You got it, brother. Bye-bye.